Twitter has become ubiquitous in politics. The social media platform is one way to reach voters, but it's not without pitfalls. In Idaho, there's a growing number of Twitter accounts created just to make fun of Gem State politicians. Frankie Barnhill took a peek online and has this report.
If you follow Idaho politics, you'll probably recognize this voice.
I love the smell of the Capitol in January. Smells like shenanigans.
Boise State political science professor emeritus Jim Weatherby has been watching Idaho politics since the mid-1960s. He's a regular commentator on traditional media outlets, including Idaho Reports from Idaho Public Television, and he follows the state legislature closely. But that shenanigans thing he said a minute ago, that was actually a tweet written by an anonymous Twitter account pretending to be Jim Weatherby. The account called Weatherbites is one of a number of parody accounts filling up the Idaho Twitter sphere these days.
I was told by a friend, well, this is a compliment. I'll assume it's a compliment that I have this parody account that somebody has created.
Weatherby, as in the actual Jim Weatherby, is not on Twitter. He describes himself as a Luddite, mainly using the internet to communicate by email and to Skype with his grandkids. The pundit says he was shocked when he learned someone was imitating him online and that some of the tweets make him cringe a little. But he's getting used to it.
There are times I think, oh my goodness, why did he or she say that?
Do you have any guess about who is writing in, you know, your fake voice?
I have some general ideas, but it's not firm enough to make it public in any way. But it's obviously somebody who follows Idaho Reports and is very well versed in Idaho politics and the legislative process.
Jacqueline Kettler has noticed the rise in parody accounts in Idaho. The Boise State political scientist has some theories about why so many are showing up in her feed.
Politics is kind of crazy right now, right? Like, especially nationally. And the parody accounts are a way that helps people deal a little bit, you know, try to find some humor in things, maybe release the tension a little bit.
She says the Idaho GOP gubernatorial primary race has proven to be great fodder for the people running these accounts. Though Kettler thinks most of the online jabs are all in good fun, she says it's not really a productive way to talk about politics.
You know, there is concern about how to have, you know, real conversations between two sides if the response is just immediately to be snarky and usually is not engaging in a meaningful conversation in the same way.
She's noticed some accounts quoting tweets posted by the politicians they're parodying, like in the case of Little Otter ID. The person behind the anonymous feed, which sprang up in early 2017, often retweets messages sent by Lieutenant Governor Brad Little, who is running for the governor's seat next year.
Once you actually click on the user, they'll explain it's a parody, but just quickly looking over the handles, you might not recognize that.
According to the real Brad Little, at least one person he knows has been confused by this case of online mistaken identity.
Actually, a friend of mine said, "Did you really say that?" And I go, "No."
But Little doesn't seem too perturbed by the parody account gently trolling his campaign. In fact, he sees it as a good thing.
Anything that gets people interested in politics is important because our, you know, democratic republic requires participation. And if we can get people that weren't paying attention to politics to pay attention through this, that's a good thing. And frankly, politics needs a good injection of humor.
Little is not alone. At this point, every Republican running for governor in Idaho has been blessed with a parody account that mocks them. So what do the people behind these anonymous accounts tweet about all day? Go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for more. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.